You might not know the art world name, Delarobia, but the vivid blue and white glazed sculptures made by members of the Delarobia family during the Italian Renaissance can seem familiar. The innovative family artists Luca, Andrea, and Giovanni created sculptures that decorate churches and important buildings all around Florence. Their signature style inspired reproductions that you can find in Boston and in other cities. And now, 46 sculptures from the family's workshop fill the first major Delarobia showing in this country. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited the Museum of Fine Arts as the exhibit was being installed.
MFA senior curator Marietta Cambereri has been dreaming about this exhibition for 6 years. She smiles with glee and a little trepidation now that the Delarobia sculptures borrowed from about 24 institutions around the U.S. and Italy are in Boston.
The largest piece in the gallery has arrived, and we are in the process of uncrating it, making sure that it traveled from Brooklyn to Boston safely, and we are going to lift it up onto a wall. It weighs, I think, 1,100 pounds, and so it's a very, very nerve-wracking and very exciting day.
Museum engineers designed a custom rigging system to lift and mount the nearly 12-foot-wide resurrection of Christ onto the wall. It's the first piece visitors will encounter in the new show titled Delarobia, Sculpting with Color in Renaissance Florence. And it's epic. Museum conservators hover around the work's dramatic biblical scene, gushing over its color and shine.
So some random glaze losses on some of these.
Brooklyn Museum Chief Conservator Lisa Bruno has been overseeing the sculpture's year-long restoration in New York. It came into the collection there in 1899, and she says it's never been conserved. Up close, it looks like a giant puzzle. 46 individual pieces are held together by a large wooden frame. Giovanni Delarobia was commissioned to make it in the early 1500s. He and his relatives ran a bustling workshop in Florence during the Renaissance, when marble and bronze sculptures were everywhere. But Giovanni's great-uncle, Luca Delarobia, broke away and invented a new glazed terracotta technique. Cambereri says the material gives the resurrection of Christ shimmer and life.
The other beautiful thing about this material is that because it's a ceramic glaze, essentially the color has not changed since these left the Renaissance workshops. So it really is a picture of Renaissance color.
Conservator Lisa Bruno calls the resurrection of Christ a tour de force of glazing.
I think initially you may look at this object and think, oh, it's sort of kitschy. But it's actually a really incredibly stunning piece of Italian Renaissance sculpture.
MFA Objects Conservator Abigail Hyken understands why the perception that Delarobia sculptures are kitschy persists. She believes some people feel like they know them because they may have grown up with religious figurines that riff on Delarobia's many blue and white interpretations of, say, the Madonna.
I think people feel like they've seen them. My aunt said, oh, my grandmother had Delarobia. There was a time when people had these in their homes. Even here in the U.S., just blue and white Madonna and Child things. So I think people will see that it's a lot more.
Lisa Bruno sure hopes so. She calls the Delarobia a family of innovators for forging new ways to make durable, eye-catching sculptures. The resurrection of Christ shows Jesus bursting from the tomb as Roman soldiers freak out around him. Angels float over their heads. The scene is framed by colorful insects, animals, and fruit, not only blue and white, but yellow, brown, and varying flesh tones. For Bruno, this is the Delarobia at the top of their game. She recalls using UV reflective imaging to learn more about the family's technique by focusing on a particular part of Jesus' anatomy, his abs.
He really has a six-pack, and it's, but it showed that they were applying the glaze in a painterly manner. So they were using the glaze to articulate the musculature.
On Jesus' right, there's a blond man praying. He represents the Italian family that commissioned this piece centuries ago. Descendants of the Antinori family are funding the conservation and installation of the hefty resurrection of Christ. The Antinoris have been making wine in Tuscany for 26 generations. Alicia Antinori traveled to Boston just to see the newly restored resurrection of Christ and the new exhibition. The Brooklyn Museum bought the piece from the Antinori family in 1899, and she says her family is eager to help pay for its care.
My dream would be once to have it also for a little period back home, because I think maybe in his life I should come back home too. But we are very related to the arts and to what we have done in our family, so it was the minimum that we could do.
Antinori hopes this first U.S. show dedicated to Della Robbia will expose their telltale glazing technique to a wider audience. The sculptures are part of her landscape back home in Tuscany.
They are in churches. They are in one church in close to our house, which has many pieces in it.
And the Della Robbia can be seen on buildings around Boston, too.
Once you start looking for them, you find them everywhere.
Curator Marietta Cambereri has lived in Brookline Village for 15 years, but she didn't notice a Della Robbia-inspired relief in her own neighborhood until about 5 years ago.
I was taking the bus down Harvard Ave on one of those very snowy days and happened to be standing looking out the window, and I thought, I just saw a Della Robbia go by. And I came back, and yeah, there it was.
It's on the St. Mary of the Assumption Elementary School.
Above the door is a wonderful and unusual early 20th century reworking of a famous Luca Della Robbia that lives today in the Bargello Museum in Florence.
It's one example, Cambereri says, of American interest in Della Robbia in the early 20th century. Her research intern found nearly two dozen Della Robbia-style pieces on other schools and churches around Boston. You can see little babies, also called the Innocente, on the exterior of Brigham and Women's Hospital. Cambereri believes many of them were made by the Atlantic Terracotta Company for American architects who might have seen Della Robbia in Brooklyn or Florence. She hopes the new exhibition will reignite an interest in the Renaissance technique that only lasted for about a century.
And I hope people walk around Boston and notice more. Look up. You might see a Della Robbia.
There's even a duplicate of a Della Robbia original that Cambereri says was reported to be part of a church sanctuary in Roxbury that she believes disappeared. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.
Della Robbia, sculpting with color in Renaissance Florence, is on display at the MFA now through December 4th.